Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
So I came across an article. This is from the AARP. And in their magazine, it's when you're no longer able or no longer able to care for a pet, people get up in years. Do you see this in your practice from time to time?
Yeah, we see it a lot.
Do you?
And I see it even more with all the rescue work that I do, because that's a very common reason for animals to be surrendered to the shelter is because, you know, their elderly mom or dad are moving into a nursing home that doesn't accept pets or, you know, things like that. So it's a tough subject for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna come back to that idea of the shelter. You mentioned nursing homes. Do some nursing homes allow people who come to live there to bring their pets?
Yeah, definitely. It just depends on the assisted living situation, and like I'm sure you know, they have different levels of care. So some of them that are more, you know, lower level care will allow pets, and so, you know, you just have to look around and see if you can find a place that will allow them to take their pet.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, and I know I'm going to be like this when I'm a crusty old lady, like, you want me to have my cats and dogs around me, or you're probably not going to want to deal with me.
Yeah.
Like when I'm hopefully 85 and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you definitely, I think it's so important to not separate them if there's any way possible.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and you're hitting on the topics that I'm going to bring up. The point is made in there that, gosh, this is a tough thing, because a lot of senior citizens really, maybe physically, but certainly emotionally, rely on their pets.
They rely on their pets emotionally and also just as their daily routine. And, I mean, I've had grandparents and great-grandparents, and we've made that transition. And it's a heartbreaking and hard transition to make anyway without pets. And to also make that transition and leave your house and your belongings and your things,
mm-hmm.
and also leave
mm-hmm.
this little person, essentially, this little friend that's with you 24/7, because a lot of times that's the relationship that they have because they're home with them.
Mm-hmm.
To also lose that is, I think it can be really a negative thing for them, you know,
right.
even for their health.
Right,
so.
Right. And we have talked about, and on the positive side, how helpful pets are to older people at times.
Exactly.
So to give them up, very, very tough. We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. So there's a number of things that, you know, fairly obvious as to indicators of when this might be getting to be a problem. I don't think it's any surprise if you're not able to provide exercise, feed them regularly, administer medications. But another thing that was interesting in this article was that, and in particular with dogs, that breed matters. Kind of, some dogs are more docile and don't require as much attention and exercise and whatnot, and then other dogs are much more energetic, and that kind of dog is going to require more care.
Exactly. If you get a dog that was bred to be a lap dog, then it's going to be perfectly happy sitting on someone's lap for, you know, 22 hours of a 24-hour day.
Mm-hmm.
So breed is super important. I mean, don't go adopt a, you know, a border collie puppy. You know, think about those things. And one thing that's great is a lot of rescue programs that we work with have things called Seniors for Seniors, where we'll try to adopt out a senior animal for a senior person. And that way that animal is a little bit more low-key and kind of just wants to chill and be a rug on the floor and wants to be spoiled with food, you know. So just make sure it's a good fit for sure.
I was surprised in the article mentioned greyhounds, and I don't think very many people have greyhounds as pets, but said the greyhound is happy to sleep 23 hours a day. That was very surprising
to me.
Oh my gosh,
they're so happy. They're the biggest couch potatoes ever, and they're super snuggly. You might have trouble transitioning that to a nursing home, selling them on that idea,
maybe not. Yeah,
but
they don't look like they would be would be so laid back. Local services, and you've kind of touched on this, but it's mentioned that there's a lot of local services for walking, and even the idea of vet technicians that might be able to take on assignments on a part-time basis.
Right, yeah, and a lot of people, too, have, and I don't know if this is part of their job or not, but a lot of my older clients that are at home, I don't even see them that often. I talk to them on the phone, but the caregivers that provide them care are also their advocate for their pets.
And then it is mentioned, obviously, that family could be a great resource for adoption. And I'm sure a lot of people, that's the first thing they think of.
Yeah, and I don't know, I can't remember if the article did touch on this or not, but it is so important to think ahead and have a plan, right? Because there's some times when we end up with the animals having to go to the shelter, which is traumatizing for them, because sometimes these animals are seniors and they don't know what happened, is to have a plan in action. Find that family member that is willing to take your cat or take your dogs or whatever and have a plan in place. Mm-hmm. That's what's really important, I think.
And you've already mentioned rescue organizations. What are some in Hunt County and nearby that exist?
Well, we're with Abandoned Pet Project. We work with them a lot. Hunt County Pets Alive. They're also here. Sadie's Place. We have a lot of, there's one, Pound Pals, which is great because they take senior pets. So we have a lot of really great active rescues. Care Coalition at Turtle Creek, they specialize in cats. So we've got some great resources here.
Mm-hmm. And if someone, if they didn't get all those names, if they gave your office a call, that they could get some references.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Get some recommendations. Mm-hmm. Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
Yeah, it's great.
Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.